Good morning, you're listening to KRBB Ketchikan. I'm Liam Niemeyer. Today this morning, we have on the phone Larry Emery, Reverend Larry Emery from Metlakatla Presbyterian Church. Good morning, Larry. How's it going?
Good morning. It's going just fine. Beautiful day out.
Yeah. And Larry Emery just recently published a 26-page booklet about Founders Day, which is coming up in a week. It's called August 7th, 1887, the first Founders Day. It's a 26-page booklet. Tell us, for people that aren't super familiar, tell us a little bit about Founders Day that's happening in Metlakatla in a week.
Well, every year on August 7th, there is a celebration in Metlakatla called Founders Day, and it is a celebration of the founding of this community. August 7th, 1887, William Duncan, who founded the community, arrived in what was then called Pakwan and later became known as New Metlakatla and then just Metlakatla. And they had a celebration on the beach, and there was a proclamation from a governmental official that they would support their efforts to establish a colony here. And so that is celebrated every year during Founders Day with food and games and fireworks and just a wonderful spirit throughout the town.
Yeah, and in terms of the booklet, it, from what I read, is the booklet, it tells a little bit of the full story about Founders Day. Of course, people that have been in the area in Ketchikan and Metlakatla probably know some about the story, but what are some of the sort of details that the booklet sort of reveals about the Founders Day story?
Well, one of the things I found when I wrote the booklet is that people didn't know a lot of the details about Founders Day. And I've always been interested in history, and I read up a little bit about it, and I would share things with people, and they'd be a little bit surprised about one aspect or another. One of the things that I hope the book reveals is that it was not all about William Duncan and his efforts, but that there was a movement on the part of the Native people in Old Metlakatla, British Columbia, that they wanted to move and get away from what they felt was oppression in Canada towards them and their efforts in making this event happen. And so I thought taking the focus away just on William Duncan and his leadership in that event, but also the efforts of all the people that made this happen was important.
Yeah, and in terms of, I know that you published a booklet before this. In terms of publishing these booklets about Metlakatla's history, Founders Day history, what's it like for you just in terms of being able to help kind of tell the story of Metlakatla and preserve its history in the way or make its history more aware to everyone here in the local Ketchikan area?
Well, it's been very affirming. A lot of people have expressed thanks for the two booklets because they hadn't known all of that information before. They hadn't seen some of the pictures before. And it's gratifying to know that I've helped them reconnect with some of their history and some of their roots.
Yeah. In terms of where can people buy this booklet, where would be necessarily, where should people go for when they come to Metlakatla potentially?
Well, there's a couple of different places where the book is being sold. In Ketchikan, it's being sold at the Crazy Wolf Studio downtown and also at the Ketchikan Youth Initiative. In Metlakatla, it's being sold at River Dancer Creations in the Artist Village at Metco Hardware and also here at the church.
Okay, very nice. In terms of the booklet or Founders Day, is there anything else you'd like to add in terms of going up to the event? It is a week away, so.
It is a week away, and it should be a wonderful experience for anybody who's never been there. It's like a small town July 4th celebration, but on steroids and with a strong Native element involved. It's just an enjoyable experience. And so anybody who's never done that here in Southeast Alaska should certainly make that one of their bucket list items.
Yeah, well, all of that sounds wonderful. If there's, is there anything else you'd like to say or anything else you'd like to add in terms of the booklet or Founders Day?
No, I just hope people enjoy the booklet and that if anybody has any comments or questions about it, they're more than free to ask. And who knows, you might have another edition and incorporate some of that into the booklet.
Well, thank you. Oh, that sounds wonderful. In terms of the interview today, that was Reverend Larry Emery of the Metlakatla Presbyterian Church. He just recently published a 26-page booklet called August 7th, 1887, the First Founders Day, where you can get in Metlakatla and Ketchikan. Founders Day is in a week. Larry, thank you for coming on air on KRBD.
And thank you for the interview. You have a wonderful day.
Yep, you too.